If the water gained 1,155 joules of heat energy, then the copper sample must have lost 1,155 joules of heat energy. A loss of energy can be indicated by using a negative. In this case, Q equals negative 1,155 joules. Record this value on your worksheet as the heat energy lost by the copper. You can now use this value to solve for the specific heat capacity of copper.